the ice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bring the ice.
Your hair looks great.
It's wild today, but I think we need to, I have to get some hair stuff here so that before we shoot these things, you know?
Yeah, even for me. Right, yeah. Omar. I'm always asking.
Omar, how you doing, Omar?
Is it good? Our hair okay?
The guy behind the scenes.
Yeah or no? He looks iffy. It's better than last week. Okay. good then.
So we want to discuss the how to plan an AFK study schedule.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends.
We could say two things. I think you could talk about how you did it and what you would recommend for people to do ideally. Mm-hmm. You want to go first?
Sure.
How about how you planned your AFK study schedule?
How I would?
No, well, how it went for you.
Okay, so for me. Right. It was complicated because I have children, as you know. So
and
limited
a lot of people
time.
Taking the AFK are in the same situation.
Yes,
so they want to hear that.
Hopefully they will relate to this. So when you have children, mm-hmm. and they'll know, mm. You have limited time, right? So what I did was I try to wake up an hour before the children woke up. I would get like an hour in of studies. Then when my youngest was napping, I would try to get another hour in. And after they were all in bed, I'd get at least two, but usually I'd go like for 3-4 mm-hmm. hours. So I'd get an average of like 4 or 5 hours.
A day. But like kind of dispersed around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you were like 4 hours, but you're talking about watching videos.
Yeah.
What about sitting down with the books and study? Did you have any time dedicated for that?
Yeah, so I would do that in the weekends, like after the live session mm-hmm. and then Sunday. Because mm-hmm. during the week, usually with those 3 to 5 hours, I could only get through the lectures. Like there wasn't like more like any time left to review. So the review was always happening in the weekends. Mostly.
So then watching the videos, you didn't rewind much then, maybe? Like you were able to get, or did you rewind a lot? Or
in the beginning I did.
Yeah, and then you
learned. That's just me. Like if I didn't understand something, I noticed that I was like rewinding a little too much just to try and understand. But
oh yeah, that's a common issue with like people starting online.
Yeah, you're like adjusting to it.
Yeah.
But I noticed that if I kept doing that, I wasn't going to get through the content. So
yeah. And I would like we'd always try to recommend to people, oh, okay, try to get through it first, then unless you really need to rewind.
Then if you have extra time, you can, you know.
Yeah, so back to like, okay, so if you're, because people always ask like, okay, how do I study? What's the schedule? Give me a study plan, right? They're planning an AFK, mm-hmm. you know, they're taking the AFK exam, they're planning an AFK study schedule. And for me, for example, when I do this stuff, I just don't have a schedule. I don't mm-hmm. like using, you know, how many hours am I supposed to study a day? Because people, I get asked that question.
Mm-hmm. How many hours do I need? Yes, like during consults.
Yes.
How many hours do I need to dedicate for the course? It depends.
Depends on you. How it fast depends. Are you comprehending? Exactly. How strong are you at like memorizing? So mm-hmm. for me, I don't use schedule. Like I need to study these 4 hours. I take a break this hour. I need to study these 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. And for me, it just feels like there's time you're wasting planning that, and I don't think it goes according to plan. Because when you're taking the break, you might feel energetic. When you're planning to study, you might feel tired. Like it doesn't work for me. So I plan it based on a calendar. So I actually draw my own calendar. I don't know.
So you did spend some time planning it.
Once.
Okay.
Once.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But it's like I don't know why I draw. I don't know how to use a actual calendar. Has to fit. So I kind of draw my own calendar, get a ruler, and I know how many days I have. And then I go, okay, pharma is going to take me this many days. So I break it down to subtopics. You know, I have to finish cholinergic. Let's say pharma is general principles, cholinergic, adrenergic. Mm. So I go like general principles on this day, cholinergic day 2.
Okay.
So adrenergic day 3.
Five topics.
That's it. And it's open, you know?
But how did you know that you were going to go through everything within what? Was it a year? Or
when
you create your calendar.
Like. So these schedules, I kind of create one, like when I'm preparing for an exam, I'm coming up close. Mm-hmm. That's like my review schedule. During the year is a little bit different, I guess.
Yeah, so that's what I was wondering. Like, that's during
different.
The year, like, not the review period only, just like the whole.
Like during the first time studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that time when I did it was Well, I kind of did the same thing. What I did was I did one card from each deck, from each subject, and there's no time limit. I just have to do it. So if I...
One card a day?
From each deck, subject. So, for example, one card from Perio, one card from Resto, one card from Prosto. So it would be like around 8 to 10 cards. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go through them per day. And I'll just keep going doing
regardless,
that.
Regardless, you just had to finish the 10.
If I finish early, I get time off. Okay. If I don't finish early and I feel like I want
to... You have to extend like your
session. I just stay up. Yeah. Or then sometimes I do fail and then the next day I kind of compensate. But yeah, that I never had like set hours. I had objectives. Mm-hmm. That's how I did it. And then if I'm behind, I'm behind. If I try to compensate.
See, that's why it's so difficult to like advise people on how to create their schedules because everybody's different, right? So for you, it was easier to, you know, go through like by your goals like that day, 10 cards. And for me, like I felt like I needed the like to know like a minimum amount of hours that I would dedicate so that I would, you know, be able to complete the course. Not the review period, just the course in general.
The initial, like, discovery.
Yeah.
You're discovering what to study.
Every topic, yeah.
So maybe it's important when you're taking the course to know this information because, you know, you want to know what the course requires of you versus if you're studying, like, when I was studying the decks on my own, I was just kind of discovering. So I thought, let me put a goal and then tweak it after that to see, like, is it accomplishable or not, right?
Right.
So... Do we want to talk, let's say, like specifically the AFK course, the Scholar's Dental AFK course? How would you, let's say now you discuss what you did. Mm-hmm. How would you have planned it if it was an ideal scenario?
Ideal scenario, if I had a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Sorry, just to, so that would be for someone that's like full-time studying.
Yeah, so that's like ideal scenario.
Those exist, those people.
Yeah, those people exist. But yeah, I think I would. Follow the structure of the AFK course. Because, like, I cannot understand, like, comprehend how you went through, like, 10 cards. So, like, from, like, different subjects in a day.
Doesn't mean it was the best plan. It's just the plan I put.
That was yours. But it worked. I mean,
you put the plan, you go through it. And then it's more, I think the seriousness is the plan toward the exam at the end. But it kind of worked, yeah. Because at the end of the day, it worked because I passed. I got it. Yeah, but...
You passed with a 91 score. 91, was it?
91, yeah. But I think I had to, it took me 7 months to finish the decks.
That's good. The first time. Okay.
The first time. And then, like, I ended up reviewing it 4 or 5. I think my final review 4 times. But going back to the schedule, then, I was loosely kind of studying because I had a year and I knew I didn't want to fatigue myself. And I kept. What I did, if I had a year, is I kept the dental decks for the weekdays, and then on Saturday, I would do textbook day.
Okay.
The reason I did textbook day is that even though I don't recommend our students now doing any textbook days, but the reason I did it is because I wanted to actually learn, like, I had objectives to learn. I wanted to learn everything about that topic. So I already went through oral medicine and endo textbooks when I was back home in Syria. Then here, while I was studying, I wanted to go through perio and occlusion and finish my endo. And the was really targeted. I really, like, I already understood why I needed to learn. So I was like, I want to learn the diseases of perio and then how to diagnose and how to treat. Right. And I summarized. And I skipped all the things that are like, there's some chapters in Carenza. There's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't like, need
like
the entire.
Very, like, biological. I'm like, what is, you know. So, that's what I did. So Sunday, like, I took off.
Oh, you had Sundays off?
Well, I had a year, so I didn't want to over. Yeah. I tried working, and when I was working, it was, I was still trying to do that. Mm-hmm. And when I didn't work, I just thought, you know, I'm just going to focus on studying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, like, I would go through it just like the AFK course is designed. Because I feel like it made it easier for me to understand. Because it felt like the knowledge was being built, like one thing led to another in a way that was just like, it made all the sense.
So that's exactly how we have the course curriculum.
That was your plan?
And well, yeah, the plan of the AFK course is planned exactly like things to trickle in the right time.
I think it really works.
But now let's dive like on a, because people probably want to know, okay, I'm following the course, but still, what does that mean per day? And even though we have a study guide, they want to know how many hours. So you're saying for you, four hours is enough. But now, in an ideal scenario, how much would you have put in a day?
Oh, yeah. Back to this.
Yeah.
If I could, I would have put at least 8 hours. I would have done 8 hours a day.
Okay, so 8 hours is a good amount. And how would you have scheduled it in terms of each week? Like, would you have watched the videos first, then studied the book? Would you have, like, let's say you try to finish the videos on Thursday?
I would try to follow the schedule that the course, like, provides, like the study guide
we have. Yeah. Yeah.
And then if I didn't understand something, I could go back and rewatch. I could study through the book. Like, it would have more time. I would do notes. Like, that's usually how I used to study, like, before I had children. I love doing, like, taking notes, you know, like, just writing things, like, on my own.
Do you do notes from the... So when I did notes from the first read, I think I mentioned this before, that I ended up transferring everything.
Yeah,
so that's why...
That's how I do it.
I tell people, like, maybe don't do notes on your first read, maybe on the second. Like, but I haven't actually tried that.
Yeah. Especially because most people in the course, they don't have all the time in the world. Most people are working or have kids or both.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, yeah, for them, yeah, don't take notes. Like, you don't need to, you know...
Highlight, underline,
highlight, maybe
cross out,
you know, short notes.
Yes,
it's fine. But if I had all the time in the world, I would take notes just like you did. Like, basically,
take notes, I guess, so that we're on the same
page.
Which
one?
So, when you say take, okay, so if you're talking about taking notes, what I mean by what I would do as taking notes is what I actually do is adding like description to words in the book. Like, I might,
that's the short notes.
I might circle something and go like,
yeah,
oh, this means this,
or
and
remember,
I get that.
This, you know,
this is, I think that's necessary. You should do that.
Yes,
even, but you're not taking notes on a different piece of paper.
Exactly.
Are you?
I did.
You did
in the course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
so you did.
In my first, like, not the first time I was watching the lectures, but during the review period. Then I took notes.
Okay.
I felt like it really helps me to retain. So,
what do you define? Like, do you do these notes based on what you think is important or the things that you hate so that you want to like write them out and kind of like?
So, yeah, during the review period, I try to review most subjects, but I took notes. Like, I wrote things down for the subjects that I thought were more like heavier or like more important for the exam. So pharmapathology.
So
again,
things that like bothered you.
Pharmapathology. They don't like. I love those.
I
love those. But there is a lot of
things
like,
to review.
Details like
things
to review, and even ortho. I took ortho notes, even though I am an ortho.
Yeah.
I was rewatching the ortho lectures and taking notes as well.
For sure. So
I'm a great student. Right. Thumbs up from Omar.
Yeah. So the notes. Okay. So. Now so what we gave is that the study kind of schedule for people in our scholars program, but now if students in our program don't need to really create a schedule because they're following our guide, but they always have then a question, how do we create a schedule? Let's say now talk about the pre-exam schedule. Like when we're getting closer to the exam, how do I create a schedule? Which is more personal
to
each person.
So. Like,
I think that's where my concept fits in with the calendar. More, because I would go, okay, pharma, 7 days, the topic, 1 day catch up in case. I always do that. Patho, 3 days, topic. It's kind of like a game. Does it fit in this calendar to the exam day? And then I try to tweak things. Okay, maybe if it fits, it works. Okay, good. And then I just see what happens because you have to like see what happens.
Yeah,
you might not, you might be behind. So that's, I don't use like an hourly thing on day, just like I said, topic per day. One strategy I do use toward the AFK exam, or I did, was kind of like a forward then backward strategy. So, do you remember I talked about it? So first I start from the beginning, like basic science, all the way to let's give them numbers. Topic 1 to 10.
Yeah.
I do that. Then I start from topic 10 to 1 toward the exam, because that way I'm just reviewing the last topic, which makes it a bit easier.
Yeah.
First, and then the most important topic is being closer to the exam. And that, by that point, I left pharma and patho.
Yeah.
So
I like that. But you did have more time.
I did have more time.
So
yeah, of course.
If we're thinking
yeah.
about our students, I don't think in the 6 months course, I don't think we have enough time to go, forward and
fair.
Backwards.
But that's what I mean, like, it's personal to everyone. So
yeah, some people might have more hours, right? So for those people, this is a good, I mean, tip, right?
It's similar, just a matter of how long that duration is. Is it mm-hmm. a month? Is it 2 months? Is it 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So based on the planning a schedule, I'm just putting out there that I don't have this hourly per day system at all. Mm-hmm. Just this topic, this day, I finish early, I get to hang out.
I think you get to relax.
Do my other, you know, objectives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't finish, then I'm behind. So
right.
I don't want to say I get to relax because there's probably other things to do, or maybe I catch up on tomorrow's stuff. That could be another way. Mm-hmm. But yes, I get that. That's my experience, and you have to always have the.
Yeah.
They need to know hours per day, so.
They need to, but I think it's important to explain this to them because it's not just about the hours, like you're saying. Like, you need to have a goal so that you go through most of the material.
Yeah.
So it's good that you explained your way of doing it, because I was thinking more about the initial content with, mm-hmm. you know, the material.
Like when you started.
Like during the course.
Yeah, during the course. So started. Someone taking the course and how mm-hmm. they would schedule. Yeah. And...
So during review, I was doing more hours.
You were doing how? So you're saying, okay, during the actual course, you did maybe 4 to 5 a day.
Yeah. For
the ideally, you suggest 8 if you had the time to do 8, mm-hmm. but it's doable with 4 and 5.
It is doable. I passed. Right? So
yes, of course. So you do 4 to 5 a day. You were able to finish the module by what day?
So like the study guide would always suggest like 1 to 2 days, I think.
Per 1 to 2 days per...
Yeah, I guess.
Per day. So like...
No, 1 to 2 days to finish the lectures.
Yes.
I think so.
2 to 4 days. Most of them. No, to finish all the videos.
Oh, yeah, it was 2 to 4.
Yeah.
I always finished at the fourth day.
Fourth day.
Or fifth. Sometimes until Friday, I was still watching like lectures.
Okay. And that's with five... That's good. So you're able to do 4 or 5 hours mm-hmm. and finish the 5 days, which is fair.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, Sunday...
Saturday, there's live session, and then review.
Okay.
Throughout the weekend, like, I would do more hours in the weekend because I had more help.
I think that's the key. Like, what's the review like? Are you reviewing the videos? Are you reviewing the book? Are you reviewing what you want to review?
Mostly the book, then.
So you start from...
Not the questions. From what?
Explain. Like, how do you review the book?
Reviewing the book. There's just reading, like, going through, let's say, basic science was the trickiest one because it's, like,
a lot.
A long book, right? It's I guess the thickest book we have, is it? No, not even the thickest, but it's like entirely just...
One module.
Yeah, the one module.
That the was most the condensed in a module, maybe. Yeah.
And it is a lot. Like, it is a lot. Mm-hmm. It's heavier. But I still managed to do it.
Just the book is heavier? It's
way heavier than the others.
You mean the content?
I guess. The content. Yes, the content. Like,
wait a minute,
doctor.
The pharma book is heavier.
Yeah. No, it is, yeah. The pharma is the heaviest.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so it was trickiest also because like it's you're just starting the course, so it's you're kind of still like getting like adapted to the new routine to studying.
Yeah.
So I think in the beginning I did take longer to like go through and read the book, mm-hmm. you know, and just study in general. But I did manage to finish the book. Like, just read the book. Just go through it, not like over read. Like, there's nothing. You know, you just watch the lecture, so you just read it again. That's mm-hmm. my review.
And do you cross out at that point, or do you?
I never crossed out the books. Remember?
Okay, you never crossed out. Okay.
Yeah, I crossed out questions.
Okay.
But.
So where does the questions fall in here? So you're doing
the
book.
So first week, nothing. Like, I didn't go through the questions again because I tend to memorize like the mistakes that I made. So if I went through the questions again that I just like solved.
It's easy.
I don't think it's fair.
It's like
cheating.
You feel like you have to keep it.
I have to
distance.
Forget a little bit and then okay, let's check these again. Then I, you know, go through the questions again.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I crossed out. And so after I guess a couple modules, I went back to the basic science questions.
Okay, and do you remember like which module was enough to go back? Like when you start back
break
the, week.
It was before the break week when I started going back to check the questions. So I think pathology was the third.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like...
So around, after...
A month later.
Yeah. I'm like going back, checking the basic science questions and so on.
Or
like
3 weeks later. Pharma's 2 weeks.
The pharma. Pharma took a little bit longer because it's more questions.
Yeah.
It's heavier. I'm just kidding.
It's heavy as well. So, that's pretty much the AFK schedule kind of planning. Any other tips about the AFK
for the review?
Schedules for NDB exams in general? Or I would follow it, like I would always just like do chunks, per, like an objective per day. That's my method.
Yeah, I think it's a better way of seeing it instead of the hours. Like how many hours do I need to review?
Yeah.
Go by topics. Mm-hmm. I think it's
so you've never had a schedule where it's like, I wake up this time, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And
no,
then I'm gonna do,
no, but some people do like have their schedules like planned out like perfectly like that, and it works for them, which is great. We just have a video out today about someone who has a schedule that's amazing. Like, it looks great. They passed, so.
What video?
On Instagram.
Oh.
One of our students.
Yes.
Talking about a day in the life of an AFK student.
Yes.
That so video, she shares a little bit about her
schedule.
I didn't
know it was today. I got to check it out.
Okay. It was posted like 10, 20 minutes ago, I guess, before we started.
Yeah.
And so, it looks different for everyone.
Of course,
but I guess
that's the thing.
I guess it's
And that's
good
why
to
doing consults helps, because like we kind of try to see what your, you know, your situation is, what works for you, but it's very personal. But at least having that objective of what you need to do on a daily basis, weekly basis, is the overall thing. And then the mini how to do it really comes down to how you want to do it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what everyone's capable of doing, right? Because like I said, like some people might take a little bit longer to review or to read, or you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it depends. But yeah, it's good that now we have a student guide in the WhatsApp group. Me?
Yeah. Very helpful, yes. No, it's very
because
helpful
like,
for sure.
No,
like the benefit of that is so good.
I get a lot of questions from people, like, how did you study? Like, how can I create a schedule? And then I explain to them, I talk to them a little bit about, like, their situations to kind of help them build a schedule. But it all comes down to, like they'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. You just give them, like, a little structure based on their situation, and they figure out a way that works
best for
them. They'll
fall into the right place and figure it out.
And it really helps.
And how about, so you're helping students with that. How about in consults, like when people ask you during a consult, it's then like you don't know much about them.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to figure out how they're, you know, I usually just talk to them about the guide. What do you do in that case? And they ask you in the consult about the hours and the schedule, like how they study.
I just give them a general idea. I kind of share my story. I also share that, you know, for some people it might look different. Some people do it this way, that way. You can also, like, once you start the course, you can talk to the student guide, me, again. I'll know more about you, and I will help you in, you know, I guess, a deeper level. I can, like, try and help them more. But I just give them a general idea, just... Because it's good, like, that's what they want to know. Right?
Yeah.
They want to know, like, okay, how many hours do I need to dedicate for the course? It's like a general question. It's not, how is my schedule going to look like?
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, just give them a general idea. And
they'll be, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we covered that. Should we, are we good then?
Grab another coffee.
Grab another coffee. And talk about something else.
Right.
I think we're good.
Yeah.